Welcome to Whispers by the Water Cooler, a podcast for interns by interns. I hear these guys have the best alpha. Oh my god, did you hear about that new NFT pooling swap farm? Whispers by the Water Cooler is a show brought to you by TerraSpaces.org and all of the fine interns at Intern Capital. I see some interns now. Let's go over there and see what they're talking about. Come on. Welcome to Whispers by the Water Cooler. Today is Sunday, November 21st, 2021. This is episode 2. Gonna creep up over here in this office. I see a water cooler right there. A bunch of interns standing around it, working hard, hardly working. We'll be the judge of that. What's up, guys? Who do we got here? Gray? Is that Gray? I see their name tags. I like that they make interns wear name tags around here now because it's super busy. So what's up, Gray?
Yeah, I'm Gray. I don't know. It's a pretty good day so far. I saw Trevor yelling at some kids over here, so I decided to come and see what's going on.
Trevor. What's up, Trevor?
Ben!
You yelling at interns again?
I was told not to yell at interns, so I'm trying to use my outside voice and not my yelly voice.
I dropped my McChicken and got the mayo everywhere, so Trevor's
I'm eating a Big Mac right now.
What's his name? Let me see that name tag. Kang? Is that your... Okay.
Yeah, just chilling out alpha, eating my McChicken. Just, you know.
Getting mayo all over the carpet.
Yeah. Yep.
We got some new faces. I think some recently promoted interns they look like, because their name tag, the ink, is a different color. That's how I know that. Intern Aang, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Good to have you. Anybody else? Hey. Not alpha? Another new intern? Who is this?
What's up?
Good to have you. This is awesome. Got a whole office full of interns kicking and grinding on the Terra Sphere here. Let's see. First things first. I heard you guys over talking about intern FTs, and I saw a couple leaks on the Twitter for these, and I immediately wanted one. I think that's something I have to work on with myself. Aping into every NFT project I see, but it's for work, so it's okay. Who's got the alpha on the intern roadmap?
Kang, are you taking it, or do you want me to take this one?
I mean, yeah, we've had some updates. It's not too much, but I mean, great, you can take it if you want.
Yeah, well, with the one of ones, we officially got our first one of one out to Anon, and we're gonna try to spread those like wildfire here pretty shortly. You're going to have to get one now that you're a Doquan-sponsored podcastor.
So. Doquan's personal intern podcaster. Yeah,
but yeah, the roadmap officially went public. I was not talking about it because I did not know it went public, and then Nero almost fired me, so that was fun. But so basically what our roadmap is so far is whenever we mint out of our NFTs, we're creating two vaults, and we're going to make it to where you can stake your intern NFT. And as you're staking, you are gaining XP on your NFT. So you can stake it for however long you want to, but whenever you take it out, you're going to figure out how much XP you gained while staking. And then we're making an item shop, so we're just with various items that you can actually buy with the XP you gained from staking. So a cool little way to make your intern a little more stressed and such, make him look like he's really... hasn't slept in 48 hours.
So we could potentially see some real iced out interns, depending on what those accessories and items end up being.
Yes. Go ahead, Kang.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that I think we're also thinking about adding something. I think Neuro was saying DeFi Kingdom does this, where the intern will have stamina, so you'll only be able to stake it for so long, and then the stress level that the intern has will like determine how much stamina it has. I just wanted to add that real quick.
I did not even know that. I'm out of the loop. Why did you not update me, Kang?
That's pretty cool. So XP is going to be a separate token, or is it just another NFT basically that has that feature of being able to be used in the intern market?
Yeah, I think, so from my understanding, we're going to have a shop, and then certain items, you're going to have like a certain level or a certain amount of XP to buy. So you can stake it in one vault to earn the XP, and then you stake it, and then you can stake it in the other vault to actually get the currency needed in the shop.
Oh, that's cool. So you can just stake it as long, like if you have your eye on something, like a nice iced out chain for your intern, make them happy, make them motivated. You can just see how much that is and then stake it for however long you need for that particular item. And then hopefully by that time, another cool item will appear magically and you'll be like, oh shit, now I need these shoes to go with the iced out chain for my intern. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty cool.
Is there a way for you to like implement like a tracker for every time I like give an intern something to do, like in Twitter or Telegram, or like if I mention the word intern, like it increases the stress level.
Oh, you could do like flair.
So cool.
You could do pieces of flair like in Office Space.
Not enough flair, Finn.
That'd be
we could embed
so
something
good.
For your one of one, Trevor. That'd be cool.
We need to make
it get a one.
We need to make it to where every time Trevor yells at an intern for not doing his job, they just
there's a counter. XP.
They lose XP.
No, when their stress level like exceeds a certain level, they get 50k from Doquan.
That sounds perfect. DM Doquan.
Oh, that was something to wake up to. I guess we can mention that real quick in the rundown. I see somebody put it in here that we did get our show sponsored by the man himself, Mr. Doquan. Woke up this morning to like some DMs on my Twitter, and I usually don't ever use Twitter for that, so it was weird seeing like messages there. I was like, oh, I wonder what broke. And so I opened it up and start looking, and he's like, hey, I want to fund this. What's your address? And I was like, all right. I literally just woke up. It was like 5:30 or 6 in the morning. I'm like, all right, one of my friends just trolling me, like fucking with me right now. So I read it and I was like, oh, that's his oh, shit. I was like, send him the Terra Spaces address that I made. A couple people were asking for that last week. So I made a wallet just for Terra Spaces to kind of help us all do the content that we want to do. And yeah, so I just sent him that, and like 5 minutes later he's like sent. And yeah, I guess I get to go quit my job tomorrow, so I'm pretty excited about that. I've been podcasting since 2008 and I've been trying to like do that, but I don't like ads, and that's kind of the only way in the 2000s, like that's how everyone monetized podcasts. Like they just put ads in it. You hear the same Adam and Eve or Audible ads. And like, I hate that shit when I'm listening. So I don't want to make content that I don't want to listen to. So, you know, I just kind of funded all this stuff out of my own pocket and just had a day job and did it after the fact. But yeah.
So is this your breakthrough technically?
I think it is.
This
is it. I'm 41 years old, baby. I finally did it.
Yeah, if anyone deserves it, it's Finn. I see him grinding in Discord, in the podcast server, like all day long. And I mean, he's constantly searching for people. So congratulations, Finn. That's beautiful.
Yeah, man. I'm
this morning,
super
I did
stoked.
The same thing I do every morning. I wake up with no context in, I can barely see. And I hazily grab my phone and scroll through Twitter. And I saw that tweet from Doquan, and I was literally so confused for a second. That's just crazy. You were officially Doquan's podcast store.
Yeah. I'm stoked. Super stoked. Let's see. We got some Soul Sword collabs happening. Soul Swords, that's the one that's coming out, or it's on Solana, but it's also coming out to Terra. Or am I thinking of something else?
Yeah, they're going to do a dual mint for between Terra and Solana, kind of like how Hero's doing.
Nice, nice. And so we got some Soul Sword Alpha. What's up with that?
I think Trevor has Soul Sword Alpha.
Mm. Oh man, do I have to?
Yes, feed us.
So Soul Swords, like everybody mentioned, is it's a dual mint, and so a little bit about their project is that they're basically swords, and right now the conversation is this is on behalf of Terrans, the Terrans NFT projects that we're running right now. Essentially, they're going to airdrop pixelated versions of Terrans to our holders, and they're going to be able to use the holders will use those in their game, and royalties from these NFTs will also get sent back to the original projects. So I think the projects that are either officially doing it or in talks of doing it are, I think, Hero, ExoTerra, and Terrans now from our ecosystem. So some of, like, maybe three of the top four or five that I'd eventually consider blue chippery or high quality NFT projects on our ecosystem.
That's really cool to see that, like, even though they're kind of competition, like everyone wants their NFT to be sold, but like the community can come together and figures out a cool, intuitive way to work together on like increasing the technology that is, you know, what runs the NFTs, but then having a cool way to share communities and stuff. That's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, definitely. The core like ethos and value set behind this aligns perfectly with mine on a personal level, as well as Terra as a whole. We are all kind of think this way, where we all just want to have everybody succeed, right? Another chain, there's a lot of more competition, or this chain or that chain, you know, but we're all about everybody succeeding. So they're very community centric. They want to funnel, I think he said like 90%+ of the money back into the community in some way, shape or form, whether it's new dev or other community initiatives, I suppose. One thing that they want to do is unofficially, I think they're looking to buy like a Japanese sword, an ancient Japanese sword, with their war chest post mint. And once they do that, I have a relative of mine that works as a curator in the Japanese Museum in Los Angeles. I'm going to tap her to maybe do like a, not a seminar, but like jump in the spaces and talk about the sword. So they might buy the sword, donate it to a museum, fractionalize it, and let people buy portions of like a really, really old Japanese sword, and then get to learn about it in the spaces. Something like that. Not set in the stone, but something like that might be coming.
Sword in the stone? Oh, that's pretty cool, though, because then that also gives you the opportunity to get some of these art spaces that are like brick and mortar style into the NFT space. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, certainly. We're looking, and I implore NFT projects to do this. I talked about it a little bit today in today's AMA, or you know, whenever. I don't know if this airs today. That NFT projects need to help us, the protocol builders, in with mainstream adoption. I know it's a challenge, but I'd like all the projects to kind of think about how they can possibly spur mainstream adoption. We're going to need help. Yeah, just think about it. GPs are doing it with access to events. Luna Bulls are doing something, I think, with off-chain entities or off-chain interactions. Everybody should start thinking similarly. We need to get more people in and spread awareness and get adoption going.
I feel like the past couple of days on the AMAs, that's been a topic that's been discussed a lot. I know in the AMAs I've been in, it's been brought up. I don't know if that's because you are yelling at everyone, Trevor. But I love to see that, honestly, because I feel like that's something that we haven't been talking about as much as real-world adoption. And now I feel like we're starting to start those conversations again. And I'm very excited about seeing what these projects are going to do for it.
That's something 100%. That's something that for me stuck out about the Terran community, is that they have those different factions set out, and like you have each faction working on an aspect of the whole, basically. Like I've been taking notes, helping out Midas in the Maxi section, doing all their Notion notes and stuff. And like, that dude is relentless, man. He's like every few days he's got a new mission up, and like he gets so much interaction. Like it's a lot of work to like come in after a couple days and like get caught up on all his notes and everything. But like the big brain power in that community, not just the Maxis obviously, but like the whole Terran Discord community is crazy. Looks
yeah,
like
we're not messing around, you know.
Looks like Aston just joined us. How you doing, Aston?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Been traveling all day, so exhausted, but managed to catch some of what you said early on, and today's April AMA as well, so a bit of the Soul Sword news.
Oh, nice. And yeah, we started our first Terra Spaces recording. I'm calling it the Ether, because they're very ephemeral, and they get out there and then they're gone. So we're going to be here to record as many of those as we can. And then I made a section on terraspaces.org called the Ether, where those will live. So there's two up there right now from today. We recorded part of the Sunday Stampede with Lunables. I'm not sure how late I was in there, but like the recording I have is a good hour plus. So I don't think I missed too much of it. But
man get 50k drop and then still get late to his first podcast.
Right. That's what got me motivated. I was like, well, shit, he paid me. I guess I better do something this morning. But now it's something I've been thinking about wanting to do because I see that complaint a lot. And that's kind of what spurred that Twitter thread that everyone read this morning, was that people were like, hey, we can't, like, somebody needs to record these. And I was like, hey, nudge, nudge. Like, I could do it if I didn't have to work all day, nudge, nudge. And I figured out a way to just route the audio right through web browser into my mixer, and then I just record it. So we'll be able to have more of those Twitter spaces get recorded, especially if people tell me when they're doing them. That would be super helpful.
Does that mean you're quitting your day job now?
It means I'm putting in my 2 weeks tomorrow. I've been there a long time, and yes, I work with all my friends, so I don't want to just leave. And I don't know, I'm kind of not like that. I would feel bad just leaving, even if it was a shitty job. Like, it's, you know, I get put in my 2 weeks. So, but yeah, it's happening. I'm super stoked. Nice. Let's see. Minerva and Soul Sword. Is that another Soul Sword collab that they're doing? Was this you, Trevor?
Yeah, I can talk a little. Well, this is, want to get this completely clear. This is not alpha. This is just an idea I had, and I'm talking to Ko about it.
Okay.
I still need to talk to the other founders of Minerva. But first, let me just say, I know Soul Swords is coming on here next week. I don't know if that's alpha or not, or if the schedule's public, but Soul Swords, the founder, is like a great dude. And he's been really trying to build a better community in Terra and Solana. And I just wanted to give him mad props publicly, say, go check him out, go check out Soul Swords. But the idea I've had for Minerva and Soul Sword is, when Trevor was talking about Soul Sword, by the way, I went to go look at the Cowboy score, so I don't know if you already mentioned this, but they're doing like a RuneScape PFP aspect to where you can basically duel your swords and bet crypto on it, which I think is really cool because the creator actually played RuneScape a lot, and I'm a RuneScape nerd, so I'm excited to see that. But one thing that I'm trying to get going is almost like a tournament of PvP with the Soul Sword, where it's not just crypto that you're staking on. I want to get it to where Minerva gets a barrel of wine and the NFT that represents digital ownership of it. And winners of Soul Sword tourneys would not just win the gambled crypto on this tourney, but also a fractionalized barrel of wine. I think that'd be really cool. So that's an idea I've been trying to prove logistically in my mind.
So who has the winery? Like, is this something that's already set up, or is this just a...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have 6 merchants all in different countries right now.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, I think that'd be a little cool thing. Like, picture doing a little RuneScape tourney and winning crypto and wine. You would feel like a freaking gladiator after that.
For real. We get like hooked up with a farm and get some live lamb or something, like,
yeah,
lamb and wine. Here is your bounty, sir. And yeah, the schedule is up. If you go to terraspaces.org/schedule or just hit the schedule link on the top menu there, it'll take you to the public schedule, and you can kind of see who we've talked to and who we're talking to, who we have scheduled. Soul Swords will be Tuesday the 23rd at 8 p.m. Pacific time. And then we got UAPX coming on Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So interesting little project. I don't really know a whole lot about them, but they're doing those little UFO things, and they seem to have a little popping community there, so should be interesting.
I know a little bit about them. Oh, sorry.
Oh, drop us some alpha on them.
Well, I got in to that Discord pretty early. I think this is like when they first launched on the first second day. It was pretty, I would say pretty raw at the start, but the community was very active. The first week was good, like there was a lot of engagements, but things died down after the second week. Like, not to be negative or anything, but I have just been watching them over the last few days. The team has changed a bit, so there's a different team behind it. So it'll be really interesting to hear what the owner, the head of the project, says in your meeting tomorrow. Because I know they pushed back their mint date, that was supposed to be already minted at this stage, I believe, and they pushed it back to the next week or the week after, something like that. They've begun dropping alpha, but it's been a bit quiet in the Discord, so I hope that the community that's there does react and come back, but it's been a little bit quiet in there when I've been watching.
Yeah, it looks like December 3rd is what I have down for their launch date, and $49.50 UST per, so I don't know if that's still accurate, but yeah, we'll have a chat with them and see what their project's all about and see what they're all about, and yeah, put it out there. Who's been playing DeFi Kingdoms? Are you guys still constantly grinding on that?
I haven't played at all, but all I see all day is talks about green gems, and I have bad FOMO.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to rely on Don Q's video later to take a look.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same. Nero literally is obsessed with green gems, and I just haven't done research, but I need to.
Yeah,
I haven't either.
Freaking out about the farm APY for Luna and green gems. It was like, so that 2,000? Or was it like 1,500? It's still crazy, but...
But where is the vested period? 6 months, isn't it? Yeah, till like June or July. So
yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
It's a long time to escape bear, because if bear comes, we're kind of fucked.
Yeah, wait, I didn't know it was a vesting.
Hockey made a, forgive me if I said that name wrong, he said it's like one of his like most bullish things right now, and I like that dude. So I gotta...
I mean, if you keep claiming your jewels and you make bank on that, you will easily cover 50% by the time 6 months come around. So it's not that bad, honestly. But it's just, as long as jewel doesn't depreciate, you're fine. If it appreciates, even better, but...
Have any of y'all aped into Kujira?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know why. I knew they were coming out, and I did research, but I just did not, like, look at their token sale or IDO.
And I didn't get into the starter IDO, because I'm not holding any USDT, but I got into the whitelist.
You had to get whitelisted, right, for that?
No, there was two. So there's the Star Terra one, which is like the standard hold Star Terra tokens. Or if you got into the Telegram early, I think like the first 1,000 people or something were given a whitelist, just like that. And so, yeah.
Yes, because we have time for that. Yes.
I
just jump in and see what happens.
I'm kind of curious how you find these so fast.
Well, I have a Telegram group with that my cousin's friends are in, and they are always like searching them nonstop.
Okay.
So I kind of just sit in there and get free alpha.
You've got your own quants, I see.
It's kind of like, I feel really bad when I say this, but for example, you know, I think Astrovert had their whitelist giveaway. Was it yesterday or today? I think yesterday, for if they could name the sixth planet thing. And like these guys, they hopped on immediately and went into the metadata to find the sixth planet like within the first 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like...
Can I just say, I can't believe you keep like update on Telegram. That is like the hardest task I've had since I got into crypto. Telegram is so hectic for me.
Really? I think
I joined too many shit projects whenever I first got Telegram, and I just haven't deleted it. So, like, every day I get on Telegram, and I'm just scrolling trying to find, like, actual information.
So right-click and archive the chats.
I just mute every chat I join.
There you go.
I agree, Gray. I mean, I formed a group chat with Trevor and then the Soul Swords Co. to talk about the possible collab, and I go on the next day, and there's, like, 400 unread messages. And I was like, oh, my God.
It's super...
Two Discord messages that I haven't read yet, and... I don't think I'm ever gonna. I think I'm just gonna let him bask there for a year or two.
Just let him live in the cache. It's awesome.
I think I have. Hopefully no one's like asked me to do anything like for intern, and I just haven't seen it.
Imagine someone's offered you like 1,000 Luna to do something, and then you've just ignored the message.
I probably won. Like I get also, Max told me, Max34 told me you can turn this off, but I get like freaking 50 messages a day telling me I've won like a Bitcoin, and I don't know how to like stop that from happening.
You just gotta turn off the settings where if someone's not your friend, they can't send you a message.
Or claim your Bitcoin. I mean,
yeah, I probably have like at least 100 Bitcoin right now, so I don't want to say I'm rich, but I'm kind of rich, yo.
I'm kind of a big deal now. I've got like 100 Bitcoin. Yeah, I got this other dude in a DM. He said if I send him 50, he'll send me 150 back. So then I'll have even more.
That sounds legit. I would do that ASAP.
It gets really bad too. Like if you don't have your privacy settings set right, and it does the same in Discord. Like you'll just get invited to a bunch of dumb shit. But like Telegram will let them bring you into groups instead of just having a bunch of like DMs you can just delete. Like they'll invite you to actual groups and shit. It's the worst.
Yeah. Do y'all keep up with like direct protocols, Discords and Telegrams?
No.
IRC.
It's impossible. There's no...
Yeah, that's how I
just wait till someone shows it on Twitter and I take a look. That's really it.
I'm going to bring IRC back. Trevor, you got any ticks, Alpha?
IRC? Do you mean like Merc?
Yeah, but before Merc, there was Irk, and Irk was Merc, but without the UI. And if you were a real nerd, you used IRSSI on Unix, and then you just left a SSH screen running, and then you could just hit that from wherever.
You nerd.
Yeah. God, I miss that shit.
What was the question?
Oh, you got any ticks, Alpha?
I'm going to be honest. I feel like I've leaked enough to you guys. I don't know what I haven't leaked to you yet.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
let's see. We'll be publishing the... Actually, I don't know if we'll be publishing yet. We've created... I did what I do to you guys, where I shove a bunch of like talented people into a room and like give them something to do. And it started with Karma and Mike, and then we put Quant in there, and we... if you've seen the DeLorean project, Jeremy, who's doing that, we were looking for a 3D designer to like 3Dify what Karma was doing as we were kind of building the concept for the T-Fi Alpha. T-Fi Alpha presents the Miami After Party. That's not the right name, but it's a long-ass name. We're working on a 3D GIF. It's actually done already. Of like an NFT ticket where you'll scan it at the door. Kind of thing for the Miami event.
So you mean
post-decentral con, we're doing the official after party for that.
You mean
as part of it?
You mean GIF?
Yeah, GIF, GIF.
No, okay.
Jiffy.
I just want to make sure that
peanut butter. I don't know. something that moves. It's like television. It's all you know,
animated and shit. It's crazy. It's
agey and shit. There's even color, which is weird. But yeah, that's coming. We used Kevin's Tesla in it.
Nice.
So that's coming. So I guess that's kind of Alpha. I don't think people know about that, but you guys will be seeing it at some point. I'm sure it'll get leaked somewhere. Not by me. I don't do that.
Do people know that he got a car for an NFT?
Not enough people know this. I just learned like 2 weeks ago.
You had to have been under a freaking rock. Because, like, in New York, we were sitting at a table, you're joking about how he got 3 space loots, and somebody offered him, like, 18.5 for all 3 space loots, and he passed on them. Like, you're crazy. You passed on that? Yeah, like, I wanted a Tesla, not, you know, that's not Tesla money. So I was like, all right, you know, whatever. And then, like, oh, at this point in time, he also said he'd never have a t-shirt factory in his house. So think about that for a second. And then like a week and a half later or 2 weeks later, I hear that like he's traded his GP that he minted. We were comparing GPs on mint day. Like we both got really good ones. He traded his for a Tesla S, which is a fucking expensive thing, you know, a really expensive car. But it's somebody that I think he already knew. It wasn't like a random person, but
it finally arrived
last week. Kind of thing, but that's not the end game. The end game is to trade it for a G4 jet next, and then we're going to trade it for an island, and then an island into a spaceship, and then we're going to take the spaceship to outer space,
and then the moon. Okay,
and then the moon, and then Mars.
Okay,
I have like the most common GP. I wonder if I could get like a Prius.
You could get like a Civic for it,
yeah,
or a Yugo.
So that's happening. Oh, going back to that, I don't know if we have we have Gray in here. Hey, Gray, how's that going for you? Where like Kevin said he'd never have a sweatshop in his house to print t-shirts. He said he'd never do it. And then I'm pretty sure I heard something about that actually happening.
Wait, he does have a sweatshop in his shirt? I mean, in his house?
aren't you his like...
Are you the print master?
I think you're the print master. Are you trying to like... Say you're not. Wait,
am I?
See, Trevor, do you see what he's doing here? This is how you don't leak Alpha. Take notes. He's very good.
Oh no. Okay. So Gray's in the sweatshop making t-shirts.
Trevor, you are not supposed to say this publicly. What are you doing, man? You're gonna get in trouble.
Am I? Oh no. So smooth. I love it. So the Apollo community farming event ended today, I noticed. That's pretty sweet, huh? Everybody dumping the rest of their mine. Good Lord.
What is mine's price at now? I've stopped tracking.
Oh, that's a good. Last I saw it was at 7. Let's see. We take bets if it's over 7. No, 0.074638.
I saw PSI dumped a little too, and I had like a my entire like crypto group chat of like my real life friends are like we're very, 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 very bullish. So I wonder if they're in trouble.
Down to 10. They both dumped, which is funny because I took some funds and went into that mine pool to get Apollo on our good friend Luna Lute's advice, not financial advice, but good life friend advice. At like 21, 22 cents, whatever. That's fine. You know, wrote it all the way down to like 14. And then I was like, well, I've got enough Apollo tokens, so I'm going to put this somewhere else. Put it right into a Psy LP pool. And then rode that one all the way down.
that's actually
I'm not a good farmer. I've just, some people just shouldn't farm.
Don't think about it that way. It's actually a good play. If there weren't like liquidation risks, I would have ridden it all the way down on purpose, because the Psy USTLP, if you're bullish on Psy, which I think it goes to like, it might go to a dollar or even higher once the Delta neutral shit and, you know, we rebound and we're back, you know, headed on our way up. I think it turns around. So it's not my idea. A guy on my team was recommending, not recommending, but said that like a good idea that he was going to do. I was doing a Psy USTLP as, you know, kind of high, and then let it dump until it unlocks in December and have it fall off a cliff and pull it out at the bottom and just have all the Psy tokens via the LP.
Interesting. And then what? I mean, are we more bullish on Psy than we are on mine? On Pylon?
I think Psy's positioned a little bit better, especially when the Delta neutral stuff comes out. Mine has to get there. I mean, mine is really good. It's such a good tool. So it just needs to get utilized a little bit better, I think. And communication needs to happen.
Yeah, I feel like mine doesn't talk enough about what they're doing. I feel like since the terabytes era of Pylon going on there, they're, at least maybe I've completely missed it, but I haven't really heard that much information. I mean, STT is one thing, but they do pump out information like no other.
Yeah, that's because they're trying to take your money in spicy ways.
What's up, Asset?
No, I was just going to say, like, at least PSI chart looks better, if I put it that way. Like, it actually looks like it's on support now. So it's relatively, I would say I'd rather buy into PSI than buy into mine.
What about Loop? How we feel about Loop?
Loop makes me
not
very
touching it.
I was so excited for Loop, just because, like, I'm really into the educational aspect of Terra and trying to bring in normies. And I thought Loop could, if it became big enough, it could help that a lot. And a lot of my learning experience when I came to Terra was from Loop. But I don't know if y'all watched the Terra Crumbs episode, the second one, but there's a lot of sketch shit going on with Loop. That kind of makes me sad.
Yeah, so I want to put a pin in this before we FUD around. There's a lot of big names that are FUDing around Loop, and I've been in contact with them over the last couple of weeks, imploring them to do public-facing Twitter spaces. They're claiming top-down, but I've talked to everybody from the top-down, middle-down, that they're not doing anything sketch and that they're addressing things, but they need to communicate with the public as well. The public is FUDing, as you just saw, except it's much, much worse in the Twitter sphere. Right, it's a disease FUDing. So if they can address everything, that's fine. They have to address a lot of things, from what I'm understanding. I'm not in it at all, but just, I mean, talking to I don't like FUDing. So if there's an issue, they need to address it. If not, like, they're just going to get FUDed into the ground. They're already very close.
What started it? Was there like an event that happened that people like latched onto, or just the chart went down and people got pissed and started FUDing? Like, what was the deal with it?
I'm pretty sure one of the there was a wallet that had like I forget percentages, but like 30% of the circulating supply of Loop R, and then just a bunch of shit was dumped. And then Poppy, I want to say, addressed it, and then Tom wasn't responding, but then Tom did respond 2 days ago or something. So and he talked about creating a multi-sig wallet and stuff and some good stuff. So, I think for Loop, we just got to wait and see. I still really value the educational aspect. And I think if they're a little more transparent soon.
It seems like a cool platform. That's kind of what attracted me to it before I knew anything about any of this. It reminded me of the old Mine site, Mines, I think it was called, where it was like a blockchain kind of social network, I guess. But it never really took off, or at least it didn't for me. I don't know if it's probably still around, but this kind of had vibes of that. So I was like, oh, they're building like a exchange and charts and all that stuff. Like, this should be cool.
Yeah, they're not bad people. Like, they've been working with our Terran team. Like, when we got all the translations and stuff done and the Medium articles done, we wanted to get, like, our translators, you know, Loop tokens by sticking it on Loop. But there were issues on the front end. There were some dev issues. But their team was constantly working with us to try to get through the technical issues that we were dealing with, to the point of, like, we had, like, their mid to top guys in our chats trying to help, you know, troubleshoot the things that were going on. So at the very least, their core team and the people leading them, at least middle up, they're not really screwing around. They are actively trying to engage and help projects. So my personal interactions have been relatively positive outside of all the bugs. We ended up not going with Loop because there were too many bugs. But I don't think they're just sitting there trying to screw the community. I don't believe that for a second.
One thing I will say about Loop, I haven't done enough research on like any of them to have like any solid opinion, but one thing I do have to say is they need to add a search bar to their article thing. It is so annoying to me trying to find an article on Loop because you just got to scroll. So Loop team, if you're watching, you should consider a search bar.
And pro tip, if you Google Loop and then the content you want, you might be able to find it that way.
I know, I do,
but
do
it's
that,
not ideal. Yeah,
it would be neat just to have the little search thing.
How we feeling about Anchor? Still bullish on Anchor? Always a good one to have.
I mean, I'm just mainly staking UST there, so yeah. It's always a good thing. Right?
No governance staking for you?
No, I don't have enough capital.
I feel you.
I don't know about all the techie stuff with Anchor, to be completely honest. All I know is I like Anchor, and I do hold a good amount of Anchor.
Anchor's important. Anchor carries our entire ecosystem. It's going to carry Tix. It's going to carry Angel. It's going to carry all of our core protocols. It's integral.
It's carrying Terra Spaces now.
Yep.
It carries
20%. I love it.
You get 20% of your USD. It's ridiculous.
That was the first thing I did when I got that transfer. It was like, all right, and into Anchor it goes. And then Luna Luke's like, dude, you got to like turn it into B Luna and then borrow against it and then put that in there. I was like, bro, I would love to, but imagine I have to DM Mr. Kwan and be like, I got liquidated, so I'm going to need another 50 racks.
Go mim USD Loop that thing for 160% and see what happens.
Oh God, how do we feel about Terra Flocky? We into these tokens?
I hold a lot of not a lot. I hold some. I honestly don't know what the heck is going on with Terra Flocky. Apparently, a lot of the bigger influencers saying they're like really creative and doing some cool stuff.
Their website is pretty cool. I did a little diving around because I saw, I think it was Midas mention it, because they're doing a launch pad as well. And I think he was trying to team up with them a little bit with S dollars and loot to do something. And so I was like, if that happens, that'll be dope. Cause you know, space loot's dope. Space dollars are dope. I'm in that doing a little LP there. Like if Terra Flocky and them get together, like, you know, maybe this will be something cool. Not like a bunch of money, but you know, just a little bit.
Speaking of which, does anybody know anything about something happening with space loot in the next week?
No, but now you got to drop it.
I'm just asking.
The only thing I know and why, actually, I'll be honest, why I provided the LP was because I heard that there might be some special NFTs going out to people providing LP. So I don't know if I provided enough because it certainly isn't much, but we'll see what happens.
For S dollars?
Did I just drop alpha? Oh,
I haven't even heard that, but I was just asking, does anybody know about anything happening about space loot in the next week or so?
No, that was the only thing I heard.
Okay, cool.
So if you provide LP, you might get an NFT. You might not. I don't know. Not financial advice.
Can't confirm that.
Any Terrans alpha you got for us?
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's hear it.
This one made us to pick me as a maximalist.
Oh.
I'm still vying for... I'm trying to get like at the top.
Are you, are you fighting for a maximalist?
I'm just a maxi note taker, so I'm just the secretary.
Yeah, just tell Midas that I told him that you made it.
I'm in training, so yeah, but I mean, like, I've gone like in depth for every thread he's put out. Like,
let's hear about it. What's your journey? Like, what kind of crazy shit has Midas made you do? Because the artists haven't done crazy shit. They've made art, which is fantastic. If you guys haven't seen it, check it out and vote until the end of the day. You can vote. You get an Astroverse whitelist if you win as well, in addition to a limited NFT, less than 10 minted, from Narm, the creator of Terrans. It's an early Terrans artwork, plus you get a Terrans whitelist, good for two Terrans. Nice. But I want to hear what kind of crazy shit Midas does, because I'm running the project. I'm not sure what he's doing.
I mean, it's not that bad, right? It's pretty straightforward in the sense so far, until the part where he said he wants to do something later on, which everyone's a bit apprehensive on what you want to do. But it's mostly just like bringing ideas up. So like the standard brainstorming sessions on like how to bring new people to crypto, bring gamers to Terra, bring like media outlets to look at Terra. And then there was one about a list of, well, either people, leaders, or orgs that we should get in touch with for Terra and how to expand Terra to get basically like ETH people, Solana, those guys to come to Terra. I mean, it's all contributing stuff back. But
it's a lot of legwork, but it gets people thinking that way, which I think is huge for any sort of mass adoption. You know, you have to be in that mindset.
Plus,
I was joking with the Loa team about it. Like, basically, we're doing all your marketing research for you.
Yeah. You got the one clan doing all your art. The other one's doing the game theory. We got your marketing and advertising. Like, you guys, we got this full community project.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that there might be extra Astroverse whitelists allocated to the people doing hard work or the art contests or any of the contests. I'm not saying that there is. Or there might be.
I'm just assuming there may be because of how we're keeping track of how everyone's interacting as the secretary.
I'm just going to go prepare my second wallet now.
I got to go write another essay. Hold on.
I mean, I would pay attention to Astroverse Mints on Wednesday. Something might happen in the next 24 hours. It's Wednesday next 48 hours, 36 hours.
Sounds good to me. I go on the whitelist for phase two, so.
TikTok.
That goes well.
How we feeling about Valkyrie? We still into Valkyrie, or is that...
Are you still holding the tokens?
I have to be, because they're not unlocked yet.
See, my heart still hurts from Valkyrie.
When I first found those, I took a little bit, and I went into each one, because I didn't really know what I was doing. And so I've got some loop unlocking in like 6 months. I got some Valkyrie unlocking in like 6 months. My portfolio is a shit show, you guys.
Is it still... It's above... launch price, right? So you're still in profit technically.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, then
I didn't really complain about that. But I could have made a lot more, and my intern, Mr. Kang, told me to sell, and I just...
my entry point was $2.90.
Ouch.
Where are we at right now? 51 cents? It's a little dipsky, a little bit.
I guess you're getting the XRP experience.
Dang.
That's cold.
Speaking of the... Kuji just touched 2.6 and came back down, so that's really doing well.
I have like an all-time high for FOMO, just of everything in life right now.
You want to talk about FOMO? I just got into RNDR and QRDO yesterday.
I got in yesterday.
Yesterday, my man.
Don't talk about RNDR. Please.
Let's go.
If we start talking about these, I'm bouncy.
Strictly Terra.
I feel like I don't know. Never mind.
All right.
You guys can talk about it, but don't go clamelling on us.
No, I was just...
All I was going to say is...
poking AVAX. Some fun.
Y'all seen AVAX price recently? Mm-mm. It just flipped the shitcoins.
I don't know, man. I'm in Snowdog.
Oh my gosh.
Have you gotten...
Time, so that's all fine.
Intern Max is also in Snowdog. He was
yeah, so Max crazy. Is the one that got me into crypto, and he texts me every day about Snowbank.
He is a Snowbank Max.
Have you guys gotten the Mark Cuban treatment yet?
What is the Mark Cuban treatment?
Where you go into one of these crazy high APY farms and then get rugged.
And so, then, I'm just waiting for it. I'm prepared.
I'm assuming it's a rug.
What was the one he was in? Let's see. Mark Cuban rug pull farm. Google.
I hope you can never
Iron,
Google my name. See rug pull on it.
Iron Finance.
You know what? I just got Titan. Finn. You know that. What is it called? The one that we're both in, the Ohm fork that hasn't launched yet. I picked up an OG roll in it.
Oh, secure.
Early mint or something.
You sent that Discord.
Number. Secure. Yeah. What is that? I still don't know what it is. I'm a podcaster in there. I don't know.
It's an Ohm fork. That's it. It's another Ohm fork.
What's Ohm? Is that Snowdog?
Olympus DAO.
Okay.
It's everything that all these projects have forked, like Time. Is a fork of Ohm.
Okay.
Snowbank is a fork of Ohm. Snowdog is like a bastardized fork of Ohm.
Are they better than the original, or like why do people keep forking them so much?
You can't get into all of them.
Well, like Pokemon. Ohm is on Ethereum, so the gas fees are killer. Forking into AVAX makes sense. So I think Time was the first one in Wonderland. Was it like an 88,000 APY or some crazy shit like that?
It's 91,000, yeah.
91,000. You got it. It's wonderland.finance, in case people want to know. And then because they wanted to add more functionality, I think they forked it again and made Snowbank. And then a meme coin wanted to create a reserve currency over 8 days, and then they forked it, bastardized it, and now it's called Snowdog. It was like trillion percent. Like I can't even say the number. It was so big, the APY, because it was over 8 days. They wanted to mint all of their tokens.
Damn. Does Snowdog also have a Lambo counter? Because that just
a red flag has a Lambo counter.
It does. I have like 43 million Lambos coming in the next year. So if y'all need a Lambo in a year, just like ping me.
I'm opening up a Lambo dealership.
All I know is if you buy 10 Snowbank today in 30 days, you have 400K and 2 Lambos.
That's
good financial advice right there.
It's the most ultra degen thing I've ever seen.
Can we create a Lambo for Luna? Should we start a proposal?
Yeah, can we get one on Terra, please?
If you buy this one in a year, you have...
I think Lyserve is a fork of Ohm, if I'm not mistaken. It's either a fork or something similar to Ohm.
Yeah, but they are they've been around for a while, right? They just haven't launched anything.
Yeah, I don't think they've done anything, but they are on Terra.
They've been awfully quiet.
I would love to see a Lambo counter on my Anchor when I log in.
It's like gonna be zero.
.05 Lambos.
Hey, do y'all mind if we have a teaching session real quick?
Nah, teach us.
No, I can't get taught. I'm an intern. I mean, I can't teach. I'm an intern. I was going to ask what Tsunami is, because I have no idea. Does anyone know what Tsunami is?
Aren't they a marketing protocol? Like, not actually a protocol, but just a marketing team?
I have no clue. I saw their thing, and I remember learning about them a long time ago, and I just looked at it, and I have no idea of what they are.
I Googled it, and I just got a bunch of Tsunami warning centers, so I'm not going to be much help.
NFT, market and storage solution.
Ooh.
Tsunami Kelly from Tsunami is a good friend of ours. All I know is that Kelly is from Tsunami and that she runs Tsunami, kinda, and that her name's Kelly. and they do NFT market content stuff, multi chain, so not specific, not just Terra, I suppose.
Solana, Terra.
Yeah.
Huh.
All I know is Tsunami Protocol likes all of my tweets, so I love Tsunami.
We had Terra Bay on the podcast yesterday, and I thought that was kind of an interesting conversation. I never really looked much into like mixers and blenders and stuff, but I thought that was a really cool idea.
I'm an OG on Terabay, and I'm very bullish
about it. Nice. He gave us 10 OG spots to give out, and I totally forgot to check. I made like a form real quick and just threw it in the show notes. I didn't really mention it. I maybe mentioned it on the Twitter post for the episode, and then I checked it this morning, and there was like 53 entries. I was like, oh, shit. All right, I better close this. And then he hit me up this morning and was like, I woke up and saw that message. And he's like, you know, this is kind of a perfect use case for this blending for what Terabay is trying to do, because you can just like look into everyone's wallet. And he's like, have you looked into Quan's wallet? And I was like, nah, I haven't really like looked much in TerraFinder for anything really. And he's like, you know, if we had this tech going right now, you wouldn't be able to do that, because it would just go in and get mixed and blended and sent out the other side. I think it's pretty cool tech though. I'm all about extra privacy and anonymizing.
Their NFT is cool. Like all of the blender fees that people use in the Blade, I think they're calling it.
Yeah, the Ronin NFTs, and then the Blade will come out after that. That NFT shit's holders, dope.
I think that's the only NFT I'll pay 5 Luna for, and it's still gonna hurt bad.
5 Luna?
5 Luna, but you get their fees from the Blade, from like the mixing.
Kang, how do you become an OG so much? I don't think I've been an OG in anything in like 3 months.
Terabay was like
any Discord that comes out.
Terabay was lucky. Someone randomly sent me it, and I just joined. Literally forgot about it until like 2 weeks ago. No, it's probably like 3 or a month. And then I'm just OG, so I was like, oh, cool. And then I actually learned about it. But I got lucky.
We need to get an intern from Discord to like feed us info when new servers are created. Like, just give us that data stream, and like we'll sort it out.
We need to get our entry capital wallet on every whitelist.
Yeah.
It's going to make a bot that can search any Discord group that opens up, has the word Terra in it, anywhere in the announcement page.
God, that's a good idea.
That's all.
Do it. Add it to Lunar Link.
Is it possible to use... I know Chino Man's Sledgehammer does an all-around ban, but for that to work, shouldn't it have to also have a detect on which Discords are Luna or Terra related?
Yeah, just by like keyword searching, right? Like there's a big search function. You could just search that for those keywords and then have it ping you when it finds them.
Got it. I'm not familiar with Discord so much.
You take it the next step, and instead of having it ping you when it finds it, it pings your bot, and then your bot joins. Your bot goes through all the, hey, GM, like whatever, you know, to make people fail the Turing test, basically, and not know that it's a bot, and then you're in.
Or, hear me out, make an intern do it.
Or that.
That's always the key.
I got like a list of 25 Discord servers I'm going to need OG whitelist on by the end of the day. Get to work, boys.
One thing that I'd like to see coming down the pipe is a lot of these projects, if they're actually community-centric, the first thing that I would do, and this is something I'm doing with Terrans and we're doing with Terrans, is I'd like to see them allocate whitelists to the builders in the community, that's protocol builders and NFT builders, and option them out if people want them, and the people on the other side to accept the whitelist slots have to genuinely want to mint and keep them.
That's an interesting idea. You could take that a step further and give out custom one-of-one builder, engineer, coder, you know, whatever, NFTs to the proper people, and then holding those would be your key into those whitelists.
I mean, you could do that. The custom one-of-ones take a lot of effort. I would say it's probably easier just to have a tier of whitelists where you give it out to all the builders that want to mint if they want it, and then if they mint them, there's a time lock on the NFT where can mint it, but they can't move it for like a month or something, so they can't buy it and dump it. It's after the dump is over, so you can't, if you're gonna buy and dump, you're not gonna want to be a part of that.
Are you talking about all the builders on the specific project, or like builders in Terra in general?
I'm talking about within Terra. I'm talking about people working on Anchor. I'm talking about people.
Oh, yeah, like cross project, because then that would encourage a lot of, you know, co-project intermingling and everything. Oh, and that's when ideas
and from being distracted to chase whitelists. Like, I remember when I first started out, I was working on Ticks and I was chasing freaking whitelists. Fuck that. You know, we want our builders focused on building. So for Terrans, we're going to Bulls, we're going to GPs, we're going to Astroverse, and we're cross-pollinating, and we're, you know, we don't want people chasing whitelists.
That's a really good idea, actually. I never thought of that.
I think it's the time lock system. I haven't really figured out how that would work. I know it can be implemented, but it's possible to implement something like that in tandem with, you know, what I just mentioned, to kind of allow our builders, and I say builders and innovators, I'm talking about projects and project leads and their teams, to focus on what they're doing and not be distracted by the noise.
Yeah, that's a huge idea. And then you just vest those for whatever, like you said, a certain amount of time, and then they're not going to be, you know, trying to flip them and stuff. Yeah, they'll be busy building. That's really cool. That's
actually a great idea. We need to have more ideas and brainstorm solutions like that, and so we can kind of clean up our NFT space.
If somebody in the interns wants to figure out how to do that, that's yours. I don't have time to do that, but I think that's a major thing worth exploring.
Yeah, we should throw it up in the job post, in the intern job posting, for sure.
Even Nerva can steal that.
All right, well, I think we've taken up enough intern time. They all got tons of work to get back to, so I'm going to wrap this up now. Thank you all for joining us, hanging out, shooting the shit by the water cooler. I'm Finn for Aang, Aston, Gray, Kang, Not Alpha, Trevor, everyone else at intern.capital and terraspaces.org. Thanks for listening, y'all. And we got a show coming up here at 5 with Artsy Apes, which should be an interesting conversation. And you can find that on the podcast over on terraspaces.org. So we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening, y'all.
The dirt trying to find the treasure, learning how to mix this business with pleasure. I'm kicking a lecture, spitting conjecture, high as a bird while I'm flipping the gesture, living like a jester, infesting these extras, dissecting a mess of eagle looking headstrong, infinitesimal, the spitting is next world, and if you don't agree, well then I'm afraid you're dead wrong, so leave the mess hall and clean your plates up. I can't believe the rest of y'all feed on makeup, bereavement break up to rearrange your wake up, big ol' bloody mess like a scene from Braveheart, driving race cars beat the fate, it's hard to meet your maker when the features ain't marked, trying to slide underneath the paywall. I'm afraid this motherfucker's gone AWOL.
You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and chip down your neck.
Sir, yes sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved cult?
Sir, to kill sir.
No, you're a killer.
Sir, yes sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir,
you got a war face? Ah, that's a war face. Now let me see your war face.
On the earth trying to mine some headspace, give a little gift like I'm lifted dead weights, the risk of resting kicks the nest egg, squaring the nuts y'all feel intestate, the breeze swept in, no need of resting, the least depressing, so sweet but messy. I need the best day to keep professing and hope my body doesn't leave behind a red stain, pouring out little liquor for the dead states while the rest wait and bleed domestic. No means to gestate, breeds the best cake, beauty on the back of the queen she just date, so take a little dive down a K-hole while I flip the B-roll right into A-roll and make the payroll go a little further. Replace the merger with the tainted version.
I'm a snowball!
God, snowball, what do you got, sir?
I'm a snowball, you're fired. Private Joker is promoted to squad leader.
You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up. Get on your feet.